Thank you, Mr. Mariner, and good afternoon. It may seem a bit presumptuous for me as a foreigner and a Westerner to be speaking on the image of Japan in Southeast Asia, rather an outsider looking at problems between Asians. But I spent two and a half years in Southeast Asia, and it's an area of the world I've come to enjoy very, very much, love very much, and I've now been in Japan for a short time, a few months. So I thought I might share with you some of the thoughts, insights I've gotten from a couple of years in Southeast Asia. About 2 years ago, I was in Jakarta in Indonesia, and I had hired a driver take a tour of the city. And we got talking about Jakarta and the growth of tourism in Indonesia. And the driver remarked that the number of Japanese tourists had increased tremendously in the recent months. And he said he had found that Japanese, which he had learned as a child, was coming back to him. He had learned Japanese during the Japanese occupation of Indonesia back during World War II. And he had also talked about the difficulties of life that period. So I asked him at that time, what do you think now, seeing people coming to your country from a country which had occupied your nation? How do you feel about seeing the Japanese coming back now? He said, well, we had the Japanese occupying our country for 3.5 years, but we had the Dutch occupying our country for 3.5 centuries. And I think any discussion of Japan's relation with Southeast Asia has to be seen in that context. Japan does have an image problem in Southeast Asia. The Japanese are the latest bad guys to much of Southeast Asia. Some people will talk about them as the economic overlords trying to make particular countries of Southeast Asia economic pawns of Mitsubishi or Sumitomo or something like that. But before one bemoans Japanese image too much, I think you have to put it in a larger context, a more historic view, like as did my taxi driver friend in Jakarta. And I think one of the colonial aspect is a very important one that we have to take into consideration. With one exception, and that is Thailand, all of Southeast Asia, every country there, at one time was a colony of a European nation. And this has affected the thinking and the attitudes of the peoples of Southeast Asia in a tremendous way. It's an experience which, of course, Japan is not familiar with, as Japan was not a colony in the true sense of that idea through at any time in its history. And the colonial experience for many of the people of Southeast Asia, Vietnamese, Cambodians, Laotians, Thai, Malaysians, Indonesians, the Filipinos, for them, the colonial experience is like an old wound. It's very sensitive to any hurt, to any blow, and it aches often, particularly in the presence of foreigners, particularly in the presence of people from a country that is, shall we say, economically superior or stronger country than their own. There's often a feeling of humiliation, a certain sense of humiliation that once feels emanating from people in Southeast Asia toward foreigners of any race or nationality, particularly when they come from larger, more prosperous countries. And on the other hand, these people in Southeast Asia, like any people, Japanese or Americans, English, Russian, they're proud of their countries. The countries of Southeast Asia have a proud tradition, a long history of culture and of literature, history of civilizations there, which are quite remarkable. And so anything that to them... that